My personal background, educational background, is in physics, and so I've always been interested in informal science education and reaching out to the public and through citizen science programs, sort of brainstorming through trying to integrate that with my interest in theater. And so we developed our new Science at the Theater series through Dynamic Patterns Theater, where we're sort of experimenting and trying to offer through a live theatrical performance an additional opportunity of informal science education.
Tell me a little bit more about the play that you've chosen to launch this Science at the Theater series that you just mentioned, QED. What's it stand for? What's it about?
Sure. Well, QED stands for physics theory developed in the 20th century called quantum electrodynamics. So kind of a scary title there, but the particular play is really interesting because it doesn't go through a physics lecture to present the idea, but it actually goes through sort of the day in the life of the man behind the physical theory. Professor Richard Feynman was a Nobel Prize winner. He had lots of interesting and exciting adventures in his life. And so the play spends a Saturday with him in his office throughout the entire day. And through that, the character Richard Feynman actually speaks to the audience. Richard Feynman was a person who loved telling stories, and he had tons of stories to tell. He brings up several science discussions that are definitely geared for a general audience.
Then you're going to also have some panelists that are involved in the performance, allowing the audience an opportunity to actually pose some questions about physics or science in a broader sense.
Exactly. We're really excited to be able to collaborate with physicists from around the area. They're going to be attending each performance, and we'll have sort of an Ask a Physicist opportunity, so the audience will be able to talk directly with the panelists during intermission and more after the show. They can ask questions about things that they heard about or learned about during the show, or any burning question on their minds about physics, from why is the sky blue to what makes a rainbow to anything that they might want to ask about, and we'll kind of see where it goes.
What drew you to Richard Feynman? Why did you pick this play about his life?
When I was going through my physics education in college and graduate school, I definitely heard and read a lot about Richard Feynman. So I sort of grew up in my education learning that he was kind of a different kind of physicist. He wasn't your classic stodgy old-time professor sitting in his lab pushing buttons and hiding away. He was definitely a very public figure. He had lots of adventures. He would get involved in non-physics projects. He loved solving puzzles. He, for whatever reason, he became very excited at a young age about how to pick locks, and he just spent years and years studying and figuring out and reading all the books and getting better than everybody else. He also had an attempt to have an adventure to travel to a remote Mongolian country called Tanatuva. It's a topic, a story that he brings up in the show. He just wanted to travel there. And just the challenge and the puzzle of communicating with these remote people that didn't have any telephones or anything of normal communication at the time, how could he find his way there? And it was just a big puzzle to solve for him, and that just excited him.
I'm speaking with Matthew Deering. He's a co-producer of Dynamic Patterns Theater. I suppose I'm just wondering how you bring together education and entertainment. How do you bring the arts together with science and some fairly complex concepts, including quantum electrodynamics, the name of the play, QED? How do you manage, as a producer of theater, to effectively communicate those concepts while at the same time making people interested, entertaining them?
Sure. Well, we promise we'll be very, very easy on the quantum electrodynamics, so we'll be as general as possible. And that is the whole excitement of this experiment. And that was one of the reasons why we picked this show as sort of our first one to experiment with. The show itself has a wonderful, it's wonderfully written, it's very dramatic, it's funny, as well as with the drama. So there's already built in a great entertainment element into it. But then it's already written with sort of spurts of brief general science topics and discussions and ideas and philosophies of physics that Richard Feynman had. So the script itself seemed very natural to try to merge some extra education element with the show. And with the collaborators that we have with the physicists from different schools, Benedictine University, University of Illinois Springfield, Illinois College, McMurray College, and Glenwood High School, everyone's been so excited to participate in something unique and new like this.
So as you prepare to start this dialogue about physics and launch this Science at the Theater series, I wondered, has anyone already come forward with ideas about what the next play and discussion might be? What are you guys thinking of right now?
One really nice thing is there are already plays that have science themes in them. Some of them are, you know, more just completely dramatic about the people involved and maybe a little less about the science. And then others like QED have more of the science integrated into it. So fortunately, there is already a great library of scripts to work with. And I've already been trying to find new opportunities, an old physics connection that I had from years ago as another theoretical physicist who happens to also enjoy theater and is writing his own scripts. And so we've actually been going back and forth, and he's been showing me some of his scripts and for some future possibility there too. So we're definitely open to new opportunities and looking for something exciting in the future.
What's the learning level? I suppose, what's your target audience as far as age level and where you're hoping you might be able to pull people from?
Well, definitely anything that we do will be targeted to a very broad general audience. So we're not expecting anyone to be a PhD level physicist coming to see the show, but definitely open high school students and even younger, anyone excited or interested in science, anyone who thinks they might be inspired by science, kids who like looking up the stars. The show is appropriate for all ages. It's more of a dramatic show, so we might be going for more high school and adult, but definitely looking for a general audience so that we can reach out to help inspire new appreciations for how the universe works.